Let's see Rashi, starting in Ayin Vav Omel Aleph. Moshech Balach Amor Zapora. It's 5 lines up in the narrow lines. So we have this case of Machlo Porba Chamor, and the Balach Chamor took the Porba. The Chamor Hoyeb Beis Balov. The Chamor was still back home in the owner's house. It's not a Kedushin. Misha says in Kedushin, when I'm making one thing as a payment for the other, Chalipin, once one is kind of kama, which means that one of them did the Mashiach. So the quote of Misha Kolnas Adam Ba'achar, Kim Misha Zachazet, and Yitzchayim Chaveroi. So Rashi's adding in the words and explaining it. So once one person is Zaycha, Yitzchayim Chaveroi, and Zechalipin, B'chol Mokam Shehem. So the other person now has the full responsibility for the exchange item. So when the Baal HaChamor takes the Parah, and now he owns the Parah, so as soon as that happens, the Baal HaParah now owns the Chamor, wherever it is. Okay, so they weren't able to do Mashicha, to actually take it, which is not a halacha kinyan, because the kinyan is immediate, but they can't actually physically take it. It was dead, Hashem Esa Chamor. Zer Ma'at Shalom Mashach, Es Parasi Meis Chamorcha, with a Chomeis. So the Baal HaParah says it died before the Mashicha of the Chamor, that you took the Parah. When you took the Parah already, the Chamor was dead, so there's no exchange. So I get my Parah back, and you keep your dead Chamor. Zermer, Misha Mashach, the Mace, once I did the Chamor died, after I took the Parah. So I took the Parah, the Chamor was alive. The exchange was valid. The sale is final. I own the Parah, and you have a dead Chamor. The Karakani Hulacha, it was your Chamor, you already owned, and then it died. So the halacha is that so Shmuel said that we give the Parah back unless the Baal HaChamor can prove that the Chamor was alive at the time of the Mashicha. B'tana Tuna Kala. Tana de Masisin, the Arab Mume Kala Masiyeli, the Tana of our Mishnah, which is discussing the issues of finding a Mum in the his new wife, is a proof to me. So Mor says, "Hi Kala, hi Milsa de Masnisin Misayata." Which point of the Mishnah is a proof to Shmuel? So Ilay Makala beBeSavio. Maybe it's the case where the Mum were found before the Nesuin. So the Kala is still beBeSavio, and we found the Mum, but after Erisin, before Nesuin. Reisha de Masnisin. That's the case of the Reisha. Shabo Ludin, so they went to the discussion to Bezdin, went already, she was still in Arusa. And the mission says, the father has to prove it. The Shmuel Rebbe Lozer, Shmuel holds like Rebbe Lozer, who says that the town of the Reisha and the town of the Seifa do not agree, and they're arguing with each other. The Mukhi Law betray Tanoi. Rebbe Lozer says the town of Ramish is two different Tanoi. And therefore, according to that, the Reisha would hold that this is true not only when we discovered it when she's Bebeis Avia, but it's even if it's true that the father has to bring the Raya, if we discovered it Bebeis Baala. She had the Erisin, she had the Nesuin, they found the Mum. She's sitting in the Beis Baal. And the husband wants to divorce her, and the father says, okay, pay Ksuba. He says, no, maybe the Mum was here way back when, so I don't have to pay Ksuba. Therefore, the father has to prove it even after Nisuan. The father still is the one who has the burden of proof. Even though it was not found to be an issue until after the Nisuan, she's ready in Brishus Abal. The father cannot collect the Ksuva, or the girl cannot collect the Ksuva, Misafik. Therefore, the parallel to here would be lo yachzik beporos chaveiro misafik. You cannot; he has no right to take possession of the pora misafik. Even though the Suffolk was only came to light after the Mashiach Zapporo. So that's like the Suffolk only, the Mum only came to light after the Nisuan. So the Mum only was found what did Brishus about? Sechemi Mechayev, the Baal to pay. That you Mechayev the Baal of Pora to deliver the Pora, let the Baal of Hamor keep the Pora. We should argue that. No, we see, even though that's true, there's a Suffolk. You cannot collect me Suffolk. You cannot keep the Pora me Suffolk. That's the suggested parallel. The more said that's not a good parallel. Because me dummy. It makes sense that the father has to prove. He's coming to take the money away from the Baal. He's the Moitzi. We say, okay, you must bring proof before you can collect the money. From there, you want to learn out this scenario over here. He's already Musik in the Pora. You're tying nicey raya benukim mamon b'shabiyadoi that you should have to bring a raya to prove to keep the money. You can't prove that. You can prove that you need to bring a raya to collect money. You know, but you can't prove you need a raya to keep money. So therefore, Rabbi Abba said, the raya is from Kala b'beis chamiyah, sefer the masnisin. The raya is from the sefer. The ketani alabal lahavi raya. The husband has to prove, and otherwise he has to pay. Now, the way Shmuel learns, the like Rabbi Elazar, the two parts of the Mishnah argue with each other, and Rabbi Shua says there's halacha really in both cases. That's the Ritan of the Reisha, and Rabbi Gamliel says the halacha in both cases as well, and that's the Ritan of the Seifa. The Rabbi Gamliel Amra. And therefore, Polygnomi Beresh, according to Rabbi Lozer's understanding of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, who said it's a lach in the Sefer, also would say the same case in the case of the Resha. So the Baal has to pay unless he can prove otherwise, even if the movement were only found not to be Rishusoi after the Nisuan, but they were found before the Nisuan. Afilo Nipsu Bebesaviyu. Even if the movement were discovered when she's still after Erisin and Babesavia. But another the Suffolk, Rishusa, the Suffolk wasn't first only found after the Baal took her. It was found before the Baal took her. It was found by Rishusav, and still he has to pay or prove that it was there before the Erisin. Nami Alabal Habi Raya Lafkiya Kaksubasa. He has to prove to undermine the power of the ksuba. So here you have a scenario where a person's proving, has to prove to keep the money. And he still, even though it's only the haksik, he has to prove it. So the scenario over here of the poro of the chamor. In the case of the money, it's his own money. And we say, you know what? It's your own money. It's out of your own money. And we're going to make you pay until you can prove it. So Kal v'chomer, in the case where we know it was a known that it was somebody else's part of it, and we have the argument that whether it truly changed Rishus. So even though it's physically by you, but who cares if it's physically by you? The money's physically by you also. We're making you pay unless you can prove. So we're going to make you return the part of it unless you can prove it. The Mor says, no. So that's what Rabbi Abba said. The Mor says, still, it's not a good proof. For Katala Dummy, it's not a good comparison. Hasam, Dinu Shitzarach L'Raya. It makes sense why the Baal has to prove. Mishum L'cheska Sakuf Me'yapa K'yach Rab. The Chazaka tells me that the Mum happened later, which means it happened after the Erisin. And therefore, the husband has to pay. So the ches of the goof is what's being moed to the moment, unless he can prove otherwise, because the ches of the goof is being misayet to the father. Therefore, we once you have the chazaka, we should say hamidenu al chizkasoi. We have to leave it under its assumption, and the assumption was there was no movement. Hechobal ma'isiraya. Therefore, the husband is forced to bring a proof. Shachlo tisari zoyibo umar lelahal chazaka. So he has to prove that the movement were here earlier and weaken that chazaka. Otherwise, he's going to have to pay. Does that make sense? But over here, hachagasin, hachabala chamor, maisi raya vuki chazaka biyode. So why should the balachamor have to bring a raya? The chazaka is saying it should be by him. Av chesed aguf meyapa is koichoy. The chesed aguf is supporting him, as opposed to the case of the bal. The chesed aguf is against him. Why? Shekashatomer hemet is a chamor b'shas mashicha al cheskosoy hakademis. If you want to put, we don't know what was the chamor at the time of the Mashiach. That's the question. What was the girl at the time of the Erisin, and what was the chamor at the time of the Mashiach? So the girl at the time of the Erisin did not have a mum. That's the assumption. The chazaka says she did not have a mum, therefore he has to pay. Over here, the chazaka says that the chamor was alive, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to give the pora back. If the chamor was alive at the time of the Mashiach of the pora, he keeps the chamor. He keeps the pora. We say that we should put the chamor at the time of the Mashiach of the Pora al cheskasa hakudemis on what its state was before. We should assume that it's alive. That's what it was before. So the chazaka says, and therefore we have to assume that it died later. After the Mashiach of the Pora, the Bala Chamor now owns the Pora, and the Bala Pora now owns the chamor, and it's your chamor that died. It's the balapora's chamor which died. So why would Shmuel say that he has to prove it? So the proof is not from the ksuva. The proof here is from the kedusha. Okay. Reisha the masnisin siyate. So we're going back to the reisha. The matal havos haraya al havav, that we say that the father has to prove, and so not only, however, does if he doesn't prove, he doesn't collect the ksuba, but furthermore, if he doesn't prove, he has to give back the money of the kedusha. Al bishul cheses aguf, even though he has the cheses aguf supporting him. According to Rebbe Loza learns before nine hema beis that the title of the mishnah is Rebbe Yeshua. That the father has to prove. The chesed says that the mum happened later, and the baal has to pay. We say I don't care. Chesed is not much moment according to Bishua. So the father would have to prove it came later. Otherwise, the baal doesn't pay. According to Bishua, that's true, even if once she went into Rishus HaBaal. She went to Rishus HaBaal, she's sitting by the Baal already, they found the mum there. We say, oh, maybe the mum was there 2 years ago before the Erisin. Well, and otherwise you're not going to pay. Even though the Sabbath was not found Rishus HaAv, it's found Rishus HaBaal, the father is the one who has the burden of proof. Okay. So fine. The kashalacha, however, you said that that's not a good comparison to over here, because ayi raya lahotzihi, that the father has to prove it to collect the ksuba, but over here we're talking about keeping the pora. The answer is a right tzricha loy af la'akiv loy hakadushin shebiyodet. Not only does the father not collect the ksuba, but the father would have to return the money of kadushin until he can prove otherwise. Shim lo yabi raya, if he can't prove that the mum happened later, yachzirim, he has to return the money of the kedushin. Mezula hatzik kibe yoda. This is, but that's an issue of keeping what he has. So he has the chesedufim m'seyayim. It was not early brishus, so he's muksik in the money and he has to give it back. So that's Shmuel's case. The chesedufim says that the chamorah was alive. He's mussek in the parah, and he has to give it back. even though it wasn't nerled until after the Mashiach, which is it's ready Brishus Balapora. So it's almost a perfect parallel. So you see, you have to go back under those circumstances. Now, well, let's aim up. Rav Nachman Yitzchok continues and says, don't say should be uttered. That which we have here must prove, otherwise you cannot keep the Kedushin, is true only according to the Mandomer, even the Mandomer, but Kedushin lav l'tibur nitnu. According to the opinion, which says Kedushin is not to be sunk. Stam Kedushin, this opinion holds that when he gives Kedushin, lav l'tibur nitnu. It wasn't given that it should just sink, be lost. Shimeis hechosen. Hakedushin chosen. In the case where the husband died, let's say before they got to the tzinasuin, so that he never really took her home. Then he dies. So the. So in that scenario, the yorshei of the husband come and take the kedushin back from the woman or from the father. So that's why kedushin chayes, they give it back. So if that's true, even though it was a valid kinyan, but we said it wasn't intent that it should be given just for that moment and that's it. So, if that would be true, therefore, over here in this scenario, which is that's a case with Tvare, but over here, which is Sufik, so his rights to the keeping the Kedushin, the father's rights to keep the Kedushin, are weak, and he has to prove it to keep it. So, don't say that that's true over here. Over here, even if you hold kedushin letzvuyin nitnu, over here he has to give it back. So Rashi, how put the bava basha? This is mechalikas over bava basha. Okay, so that the point of Rav Nachman is saying that this is true, even if you hold the kedushin letzvuyin nitnu, which means in the scenario where the kedushin was a bona fide kedushin, all the question of intent, we say, I'm sorry, he gave the kedushin, the kedushin's done. So the husband was Mekadosh, the woman, gave a large sum for the Maisa Kedushin. Then the husband dies a moment later. The Yarshia of the Chosin come along and say, yeah, he only meant to give it because he was going to get a wife, you know, live with her, etc. So we want the $10,000 ring back. Well, tough luck. The father keeps it. Zatik Mor, even if that's true over there, that's because it's a Vaday. But over here it's a Sufik. We would say that he has to give the Kedushin back. Okay. Sukrashi. So that's how he understands the Gemara. Sukrashi, if you're going to ask me a question, mi mas kikeni? No, I'm sorry. Mikasha hechi mukma mukminin sugya the shmeita the shmul kribalozer. How in the world could we say that the way I'm learning Shmuel is that Shmuel learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, that the time of the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua, time of the Sefer is Rabbi Gamliel, and we're Shmuel's proving his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua's din. Rabbi Yeshua ma'aseh siyata, and he's Shmuel's proving his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua. Aye, Zok Rashi. The Amara which paskins like Rabbi Gamliel, which is how we paskin, was Shmuel. So how could Shmuel prove his din from Rabbi Yeshua? Okay. So Rashi says, you're right, the more we'll see at the end of the sugya that we're going to have to retract Shmuel's statement. That the Shmuel said something else. So you're right, we could have asked this question at this stage, what in the world are we talking about? But the Mora has other reasons why it eventually falls off of this understanding and retracts and says Shmuel really said something else. So it's a fair question. Okay. V'im Tamar. So Rashi says, okay, one second. That's like a nice cop-out answer, saying, you're right, we could ask the question, but we have other questions. But it's all based on the fact that I'm learning up that the Pshat and Shmuel is based on Rav Elazar. We had two other ways to learn the Mishnah. We had Rava and we had Rav Ashi. So why am I learning Shmuel like Rav Elazar and then asking my question, saying, we could have asked it, and we'll answer, we'll eventually change our minds anyway. Learn the Mishnah like Rava or like Rav Ashi, and then I wouldn't have that question. The Tamar, Mi maskikeni lahamid tsugizu b'loshin zeh, nukbu k'rav Rav Ashi. Why? What's forcing me to learn up the Pshat and Shmuel based on Rav Elazar and then have this tremendous question, which I'm sort of like evading by saying, yeah, you're right, it's a good question. We'll change our minds anyway. Learn up like Rav and Rav Ashi, and then we won't have such a question. Rashi says, because Yev Shalomer, because it's not possible to learn like Rav and Rav Ashi. The Kasha, the Rav and Rav Ashi, Masnisen, it would be difficult to call Rav and Rav Ashi, because they learn Masnisen Dafka Ketani Reish Alav, Masef Alabal, Shasafik Nalab Rishusat. The cases of the Mishnah, where the suffix was found plays a role. If it was ready b'shus ha'bal, it's going to be the Baal's headache. It's b'shus ha'av, it's the Av's headache. So over here, the Baal HaChamor says, I have the porer ready. It was found after the Mashiach. Now that's called b'shus Baal HaPorah's. So it's the Baal HaPorah's headache. And we're saying that the Baal HaChamor loses. So there's no way the Rav and Rav Ashi can have an understanding which would fit what Shmuel's did. Shmuel is saying that the Baal HaChamor, who the suffix was not by him, it was by the Baal HaPorah, and still the Baal HaPorah wins and he loses. That's not true in our Mishnah, according to Rav and Rav Ashi. Our Mishnah would not be the way Rav and Rav Ashi learned the Mishnah. There's no the Shmuel's thing would not be true. Shmuel said that the Baal HaChamor, who has the porer already, has to give it back. Even though the suffix was only nerled after the Mashiach, so he has the porer. And really, it's now the Baal HaPorah. It's really, when the Chamor dies, it's assumed to be Brishus of the Baal HaPorah. So really, according to our Mishnah, according to Rav and Rav Ashi, the suffix was nerled Brishus Av, the Baal has to pay. The Baal has to pay. Baal doesn't have to pay, but it's the other b'shus ha'baal. So the father collects, and the father kabel karmi keeps the kedushin because it wasn't the other b'shus ha'baal. So over here it was the other b'shus ha'baal above the Baal HaPorah. Why does the Baal HaChamor have to give it back? It doesn't make any sense. That's what Rashi says. Tosha actually learns not like Rashi. Tosha learns that we could approach this from Rav and Rav Ashi, and he has an approach to do that. Okay, but we're learning Rashi. Zog to Gemara, Meisvei. Okay, so let's say Shmuel's din is true. We have the right from our Mishnah, according to Bishua, from the Reisha, fine. So Shmuel's din is, even though he did a full Maaseh Mashiach, took it through his rishus, the question was only found after the Mashiach, and he has to give the porter back. He doesn't get to keep the porter. Meisvei. Okay. So this is a sugya in the Kulin. So one of the treifas, the animal has, let's say a cow has four stomachs. First, the food goes into the keres, which is produces a large, very large stomach for stomach, where there the animal is processing these items which have cellulose, etc. They need a special process. So it sits in the carcass for some time, and the animal actually regurgitates it back to its mouth and chews it again. And then sets it down, and from there it goes into three other stomachs. The hemsis, the basicosis, and the keva. So the basicosis and the hemsis are the second and third stomachs. I don't remember the names, the English names of them, I'm sorry. So they're right, they front one against the other. And so theoretically we're gonna have a scenario. We know that if there is a hole in the cave, the animal's a treif. If there is a large opening in the keres, the animal's a treif. If there is a hole in the wall of the hemsis and the basicosis, the animal's also a treif. However, since they push against each other, if the hole is found, here's the opening between the two. If the hole is found over here, it's not really going to cause too much damage, because the wall of the two of them is going to sort of block the opening and prevent any damage or any practical issue happening to the animal. So Machat Shanim says be basic cases. So a machat was found. So the animal, you know, takes down whatever it can, you know, whatever's in its path, you know. The shechtim tell me that, you know, they you know, you can open up the keres and find nails in it. You know, I mean, you know, if there's a nail on the ground, the animal will eat the nail. Okay, so now we found it in the thickness of the obeis is the wall. So mitzarechot ksheira. If it only goes in one side, it's only seen inside, it's still kosher. If it goes all the way through, Mishnei Tzadim is a treifa. If it goes all the way through to the other outside, so that makes it a treifa. Okay? So now, the question is, maybe this machat only punctured all the way through after the shechita. Okay? So, if nimsa olea karet dam, we see that there is some dried blood there. So, the animal doesn't bleed from being punctured after it's dead. So, if we find that there's bleeding there in the place of where the puncture was, so we have to assume that it happened when it was alive. So, it means it was before shkita, so the animal's a treifa. If there's no bleeding at all, so then we assume that it happened after the shechita, and it comes out at the time of the shechita wasn't a treifa, so it's kosher. Okay, hoglet pi amakav. If there is, you can see that there was there had been bleeding, whatever it is, but it's starting to develop a scab. That's been there for at least 3 days. So now the issue, we're not discussing the issue of kashrus and or not kashrus. The question is a sale issue. So the person buys the shochet, butcher buys the animal from the farmer, and he says he wants to buy an animal which is not a treifa. So now the question is, then he shechs it a day later. Now we open it up and we see that it's a treifa, that there was this machat there in a way that it caused a wound. Bleeding, whatever it is, it means it was a tray for the time of the shechita. Yeah, but maybe that happens. It only punctured after the sale. So the time of the sale wasn't a tray for. Well, if it's already, the wound is starting to heal, it means it's been there for at least 3 days. So if they bought it 2 days ago, or 1 day before the Shechita, and it's been there at least 3 days, it means the time of the sale was a trefer already. So the Shechit slash butcher says, I didn't buy a trefer. Here's your animal back, and I want my money back. So Tullah B'Amaka, we know that it was there for 3 days. So it means the time of the purchase, he purchased it the day before he shechted it. So it was already a trefa. Lahugla P'Amaka. If, however, if it wasn't huglat, see, we know that there was dam there, and therefore it was a trefa. The question was, when did it happen? Maybe the mach has been sitting there. It only worked its way all the way through a few moments before the shechita. So after he bought it, so the farmer says, "I sold you an animal which was kosher. I have to trade for now. That's your headache." All right. So how much mechayel levaraya? So therefore, that's what the I'm sure it's a Mishra Brisa. I'm not sure if it's a Mishra Brisa. Okay. That's what it says over there in Kulin. No, he can't make any assumptions. He has a right to say that now that it's an imsa trefa, that wasn't what I needed to purchase. It's not a question of fooling anybody. Nobody knows.
Right, exactly.
But it's still not what I bought. I bought a kosher animal. It's not a kosher animal.
I guess what you're asking is, how can the farmer make that stipulation? How can the farmer take that from this one himself?
The shechet is buying it for shechita purposes. He's a butcher. And, you know, he goes the way they would do it. The person who was a butcher would go buy the animal, shecht it, and then sell it. Right? So you can't sell it. So it's not a question of fooling anybody. Nobody knows. But now that we know, it says that's good. It's not, it's not. Mechatos doesn't have to necessarily include that there was intent to fool. If as long as I said this is not what I bought, it's not what I bought. The stipulation was I'm buying a kosher animal. Okay, we shechted and we'll see. Is it a kosher animal or not? Now we say it's not. So that's not what I bought.
What's about buying another animal now?
You use it for dog food. You sell it to goyim. It's not great value. Now v'yoyv tabach domi boiler seir rayo mapik. If the tabach already paid for the, but he can't get his money back because he'd have to prove that it happens earlier at the time of the sale. It was already a trefa. Until he proves that, the farmer keeps the money. Okay. So Mor says, Vamai. Balabhema Lysi Raya Vanukim. Why do we say that? Why do we say that the Balabhema has to prove that it happened later to allow him to keep the money? Because according to Shmuel, that's basically what's happening. Right, the Baal HaMor has the por already, and he's saying that the chamor died later. We said no. The chamor maybe died earlier and give the por back. So maybe it's a trefa, and give the money back to the butcher. So you prove that it happened later, and you can keep your money. Otherwise, you can't keep the money. According to Shmuel, you prove that it died later. Otherwise, you can't keep the parah. So according to Shmuel's parallel, that's what should happen. Okay. So more answers. You're right. The case over here was actually the case that the tabach had not paid yet, and the issue over there was that the farmer saying that I want to get my money. You know, you bought my yomina money. He says, "Fine, prove it, and I'll pay you." So that's not a cash. That's along the lines of what Shmuel is saying. So Mor says, "Me Posko, what gives you a right to say that the scenario of the brisa was specifically only case? The brisa says very clearly, 'Motzi mechamer levaraya.' Whoever's the motzi, you're saying it's only one side of 'Motzi mechamer levaraya.' But other way, it's not. You need some indication in the brisa that that's what it holds. So what gave you a right to divide up the Mishnah like that? So if you're telling me that the Bala Behema, the farmer, always has to bring the proof, so don't say Mitzvah Chalavaraya, saying whether he's a Mukhsar or he's a Moitzi, he still has to prove it. So not the Mitzvah Chalavaraya. So how could you say that the price means only the scenario, and that's what it meant? And then who would do otherwise? You can't do that. Moore says, you're right. So this is a clear raya against Shmuel. Ella, he also remember Yecheskel. Okay, so remember Yecheskel and Yehuda were brothers. They were twins, actually. Right. This story said over here. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So remember Yecheskel comes along, comes into Beis Medrash. The Mor says, and Amar Lloyd Saitzinu. Don't believe everything Yehuda says. And my brother Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. You know. I'm telling you what Shmuel didn't say. That he said something else. Okay, but Hachi Yomer Shmuel. Call Shanella the son of Rishusai, Olaberai. So he said, along the lines of which way we've been learning until now, that Rava and Ravashi, that whoever the issue develops in their rishus, they're the ones are going to have to deal with the issue. So if it's the other rishus av, the father has the headache. If the other rishus av, the baal has the headache. So over here, it was after the mishita. It's the other rishus, the baal apar, it's the baal apar's headache, not the baal chamor. And batana tuna, kawa. Okay. So and then we have the raya from the case of Kal. So that fits very nice. Okay. Marsha's may say 1 second. Now let's see if that fits with the case over there. Machat seems to be a basic crisis. Which means Milo Yoav Tabuch Domi. The Bryce says the mitzvah mechibel of a raya. Which means, if the butcher hasn't paid yet, so even though the issue arose after it's ready rishus of the shaykhet, the tabuch, but he didn't pay yet, he doesn't have to pay. 1 second, if it's not a suffer rishus, so he has to pay. Just like a case of the baal, it's not a suffer rishus, so he has to pay the ksuba. So even though it's too much of a chereroi, but whoever, where the suffix is nerled, is the one who's going to lose. So the Baal, even if the suffix is found by him, the Baal has to pay. So if the suffix is found by the Tabuch has to pay. But that's not what the Brisa says. Okay. So more answers to Yoav Tabuch Domi. You're right that the case was that he paid her in. More says, oh, my Pascha. So what gives you right to assume that that's the case? Or answers, stum of the milsa, kam lo yoyv inchi, zuzi lo yoyv inchi chiyusa. Because standard procedure in selling livestock was that you didn't deliver the livestock until you got paid. So the average case of the Mishnah is talking about the case that he paid already, and that's why the statement, the Mitzvah Leveraya, is true, because the point you're saying is that the Baal of Behema has the money already. He sold it and he got the money already. And now the Tabuch is trying to take the money away from the Baal Behema. I'm sorry, you're going to lose. But Enochanami, had the scenario been that he hadn't paid, he would have to pay. But the reason why the Brice didn't discuss it, because that's not the average case. Because the average case is the money's been that standard procedure in livestock sales is till the person pays the money, you don't deliver the animal. Okay, let's hold it here.